Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Supreme Court today has ruled it will allow women to access a key abortion drug through a telehealth appointment for 3 more days. Mifepristone is one of 2 drugs commonly used to end a pregnancy. In Illinois and across the country, getting mifepristone through the mail after a telehealth appointment is still legal. The Guttmacher Institute reports about 1 in 4 abortions were provided via telehealth in the first half of 2025. A key Chicago City panel says taxpayers should help bankroll the development of a cultural and entertainment district around the United Center. The City Council Economic Development Committee today unanimously advanced nearly $55 million in tax assistance to the owners of the Bulls and the Blackhawks. This will help develop surface parking lots around the stadium into a music hall, public parks, residential units, and a hotel. Alderperson Walter Red Burnett says it's the first major development in decades for the West Side, where he grew up.
I remember personally going to Popeyes on Ashland in Madison growing up because that was the closest restaurant that we had. That was demolished 10 years ago. And we haven't seen any type of investment come this way at any point in time, especially of this scale.
The proposal passed despite some concerns about minority participation in construction contracts awarded so far. Friends of the Chicago River spent their 34th year cleaning up the river over the weekend. More than 2,700 people went to one of the 90 sites to pick up trash and learn about the river's wildlife. Executive Director Margaret Frisbee says the event started as part of the organization's restoration efforts. It has since turned into a celebration of the river's progress.
Having a healthy, accessible river in a densely urban area like Chicago and the suburbs here is so important. Access to nature is good for public health. It's good for our public well-being. It's important for wildlife.
Some people gathered trash along the riverbank while other people picked up trash from kayaks and canoes. Organizers said among the wackiest items found were a lime scooter, a bowling ball, and a coconut. And Chicago Bulls fans feel pretty good today for the first time in a while. The Bulls yesterday won the 4th overall pick in the NBA draft during the lottery. It gives new executive vice president Bryson Graham a great jumping off point. Experts call this year's draft class one of the best in years. Amid the celebration, Graham is keeping a level-headed view of which pick will mean what for the Bulls moving forward.
Let's not sit here and say because we have the 4th pick that all of a sudden like this franchise is like, it's back. You know what I mean? But this is just a good opportunity to add high-level talent.
The Bulls also have the 15th overall pick thanks to a 21 trade with the Portland Trail Blazers. The first round of the draft is June 23rd. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago Bears' search for a new stadium is now approaching 5 years. It seems like a resolution may be coming soon, but a lot of question marks remain around what the team and Illinois and Indiana state lawmakers want to see happen. Sun-Times reporter Mitch Armantrout talked about it with my colleague Alex Degman to break through the noise and brings us up to speed on how we got here.
So let's start at the beginning. Why are the Bears looking to move in the first place?
Well, the Bears are a $9 billion franchise, and they've got that valuation because they make a lot of money, and they want to make more money. And the best way for them to do that, they say, is to build a new dome. Soldier Field is holds 65,000 people, but that's the smallest in the NFL. And they share a lot of the revenue that comes in from other events, concerts and things at the stadium with the Chicago Park District, which owns Soldier Field. So the Bears want to own their own home and make all the money that comes with it.
Now, there have been a number of possible stadium locations floated over the past 5 years. What spots are still feasible today?
The last 2 spots, according to the Bears, it's come down to Arlington Heights and Hammond, Indiana. The Bears bought the old Arlington International Racecourse in 2023. They spent almost $200 million on that. But the reason they haven't already started building there is because their property tax bill would be exorbitant. Basically, once it's fully developed, that bill would be like over $100 million a year. Most other NFL teams are only paying somewhere in the ballpark of $5 to $10 million or so. So what the Bears are trying to get is legislation in Springfield that would allow them to negotiate a lower payment in lieu of those taxes. That's not a problem that they have in Indiana, where lawmakers have passed a slew of new taxes that would pay for a new stadium for the Bears. The Bears would get to reap all the revenue that comes from that and have the option to buy it back for a buck way down the line once it's paid off.
Right. And here's where the politics get involved, right? So where do things stand in the Illinois and Indiana state legislatures with all this?
Indiana, they signed and sealed their deal a couple months back, so they're ready to go. They're just waiting to see what the Bears do. But the Bears are still holding out hope that Illinois lawmakers will pass this so-called mega project legislation that allows them to negotiate lower property tax payments. Still not really clear if or when or how that's going to get passed in Springfield. We're coming down to the spring legislative deadline at the end of May, May 31st. And there's a bill that passed last month in the Illinois House, but it was kind of there's no certain path for that to make it through the Senate because there are a lot of late additions to that bill, main among that being basically an idea that half of the pilot payments that the Bears would make would be diverted to a property tax relief fund for average Illinois homeowners. That, according to the Bears, it's not workable for them because basically it would cost them a lot of their negotiating power with the local taxing bodies. And at the end of the day, according to the governor's office, doesn't really result in a lot of property tax relief for the average homeowner. So they're really back at the drawing board trying to find something that works for everybody.
You know, May 31st is not that far away. I mean, what's next? What should people be looking for as this continues?
I think, you know, talking to State Senator Bill Cunningham, he's a Southside Democrat who's sort of in charge of trying to pick up the pieces in the state Senate for the last few weeks. He's optimistic they're going to figure something out. But all those talks are ongoing behind closed doors. I think we'll have a better idea of whether something can happen in the next couple of weeks or two. Lawmakers want to do this. They don't want to take this out all the way up to that midnight deadline on May 31st. As you know all too well, that's when they'll also be trying to get a state budget across the finish line. So there's a lot of work yet to be done.
Yeah, they never want to. And yet, here we are. It's Sun-Times reporter Mitch Armantrout. Mitch, thanks.
Thank you.
Sunny skies, cool, high in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. And Tuesday, much warmer, a high in the upper 70s, windy and cloudy skies. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.